Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Oh, my microphone's squeaky. Morena, Sam, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. We're not alone in the studio this morning, though.
Today is so special.
It's an exciting one. We've got Kane and Jamie in here. Morena, how are you both?
Morena.
Kia ora. Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for coming in this morning. It's exciting because we're talking to you about this fantastic series that ReNews has got at the moment, which is looking at decolonizing Aotearoa, rediscovering Aotearoa through decolonization. And particularly this morning, we're talking about the Takatāpui episode, which you were one of the producers on, Kane.
Yeah. It's been a privilege to be asked to be a part of this alongside my friend Anna Harcourt, who I'm co-producing this series with, which is supported by New Zealand On Air. And, you know, I feel that New Zealand On Air and TVNZ and the ReNews team have really been brave to let us really delve into this narrative, you know, which is really... This discussion is really current with the Tuia 250 kaupapa mm-hmm. happening right now.
Yeah.
And we just really wanted to, you know, give, flip the narrative to address the truth of colonisation in Aotearoa and how that has affected different areas of our society. And we've really, really tried to give voice to our communities who haven't always had a voice in mainstream, and so it's been really beautiful to capture this kaupapa around our Takatāpui LGBTQIA plus communities with Jamie and Falenci. And so I just want to mihi to you, Jamie, kia kōrua, you and Falenci, for being so brave and you know, sharing your existence of just being who you are as purely good people, and who just so happen to be non-binary, queer, transgendered, gender fluid, but also Pacifica, Indigenous, Māori. And you know, there is so many layers of so many voices that don't always get to be heard mm-hmm. of the injustices of them not having a voice, and them not feeling like they have a place in society, because, you know, through colonization and through certain religious beliefs, yeah. that's always been suppressed. And so, yeah, well, thank you for sharing that.
So should we talk about the episode and what Takatāpui actually means?
Yeah, that might be, because there'll be people at home who aren't necessarily familiar with it. Jamie, do you want to explain what does Takatāpui mean?
Takatāpui is a term that was coined from a piece of poetry from Tū Tānekai, who's talking about a very intimate person or a dear friend to him that is of the same sex. And that's where it originates from. But post-colonization, mm-hmm. it was the only word that we had to describe the entire spectrum.
Yeah.
That was an ancient Māori word. So we use that today for everyone who identifies as Takatāpui. Yeah, it's a blanket, an umbrella term.
It's a really beautiful word as well, and to come from a piece of poetry too is quite a lovely origin for that terminology as well. It's got sort of a nice softness to it, which I think kind of, it feels a bit like a hug of a word.
And the episode follows you and Falenci basically just talking about your identities and how you use your art to express those in like a Western world. Do you want to talk more on that?
Yeah, so it's like everyone that I've actually had discussions with afterwards have told me like how brave I am for speaking my truth, but for me it's just a part of my mm-hmm. practice and my life. It's kind of necessary for me to be really truthful about who I am and how I am that person, because there was no one for me who identified as gender fluid or mm-hmm. who seemed to be outside of the binary. And yeah, so speaking that truth is me trying to save myself, essentially. Yeah,
the scene of you painting your body was so beautiful. I was like, wow, okay. Like, I audibly gasped. I was like, this documentary is it. I'm so engaged. And then Valencia's her performance on stage, I was just like, this is powerful.
We actually spoke to Valencia right before the Reclamation Festival up here on the show, and it was really awesome to be able to then see that come through in the episode as well, and kind of just see the sort of behind the scenes stuff and the way that communities in those spaces uplift each other as well. What are some spaces for you, Jamie, that feel like home when you're out and about? People who just get it, people who get you guys.
Definitely Basement Theatre. I'm going to say that because we spent like 3 weeks with those guys. I don't know. I don't go out often, to be honest, in Auckland. It's kind of getting smaller and smaller. I'm kind of into like the Eagle Bar, like the grunge of it all.
You really can't go past Eagle Bar. It's just like a classic, eh?
yeah, definitely. And everyone's always just so lovely there.
And you guys are also creating works that are claiming space in different locations, eh? Like the Auckland Art Gallery, with the Faf Swag collective. Different members of the community are able to reach out and share who you are through your arts in different spaces.
We're just lucky that there are people in those spaces that are allies or that are a part of the community, that are trying to have those same discussions to decolonize those spaces as well. And I think we're just in the right place at the right time to be able to push this movement forward.
And you said that, Valencia said by the end of her lifetime that you will be decolonized. Do you, like, what steps do you see happening next to continue that movement?
Big question.
Yeah, that is huge. I can barely figure out what clothes I'm going to wear. I think mine and Valencia's journey is different. I think personally decolonization is a personal journey, and you can then pass that on to the communities that surround you in order for them to decolonize themselves. Mine essentially would be like mental stability, spiritual stability, and physical health, because we were those things.
Yeah.
Trying to change society is not my thing. My thing is about being better for me, and then through that, somebody else changing themselves.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is kind of the whole kaupapa of the crew of Faf Swag as well, because while you're saying you're not necessarily setting out to change society, you're doing it for your own self or for your own people as well. The tidal wave that Faf Swag has had across Auckland is just incredible. You know, like all art spaces have been touched by it. All these spaces have seen the effect and the influence that just the amazing creative work that happens there, and the empowering thing for young kids as well that sort of see that and go, oh, true, I could be up there voguing, having a mean time, and just being my own authentic self as well is really beautiful. So huge props for that. Yeah
The ball scene is just, it's gone and created something else. I just got back from Sydney last week working with my house that came out of meeting Faf Swag, who created the ball scene here.
Yeah.
And I went there to do some performance art. Like, the tidal wave is not even straight. It's all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's, you just never know what impact you're going to do to other people. So why don't you just be, like, positive about your life?
Heart
so
out.
It would, the butterfly effect.
Yeah, and I feel like how all of Faf Swag and The Order and Coven, the House of Coven and the House of Iman, you know, all of these parts of our queer rainbow takatāpui community are just existing and sharing their experiences of being themselves, you know, is to me a form of decolonization
totally.
In itself. And, and with our series, we've really tried to, you know, magnify that to the world. And thankfully, with Valencia and Jamie sharing their stories on this platform with Rare News, you know, and just showing that pre-colonization, beyond certain religious beliefs, this has always existed.
Exactly.
Takatāpuitanga has always existed. Gender fluidity, sexual diversity has always existed within the human existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful that our communities are able to celebrate that. And you know, all of us are feeling enlightened by that, because that's just, I feel, genuinely what humans connect with is...
That's the thing that I've loved about this whole series so far, is that all these stories, they're like entry points to massive conversations, but they're such good entry points, and they really help generate these conversations that we need to keep having. And especially at a time like this, as you were saying, with Tuia 250 going on as well, we need to be making sure that there's a lot of conversations, a lot of voices being heard. So thank you all so much for coming in this morning. If people want to go and check out Rediscovering Aotearoa, they can jump on the Rare News website as well.
Don't miss it. It's honestly so good.
Yeah, you watched it like several times last night.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you both so much.
Awesome. Kia ora.
Thanks,
kia ora.
Guys.
Viewmaster, thanks to renews.co.nz. Only on 95BFM.